Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, July 22nd, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Hyper and its new HyperCube accessory for iPhone and iPad. After an extended beta testing period, Apple today has released iOS 12.4 to the public, as well as watchOS 5.3 and updates for Apple TV and macOS. For Apple Watch, watchOS 5.3 and iOS 12.4 restore the walkie-talkie feature. Several weeks ago, Apple confirmed that it disabled walkie-talkie on the Apple Watch as soon as it became aware of a vulnerability that would have allowed someone to eavesdrop using the feature. The release notes for iOS 12.4 and watchOS 5.3 confirm that Apple has closed this vulnerability and the feature is now functional again. Apple has said that it does not believe any bad actor was able to take advantage of the security flaw and that it closed the loophole as soon as it became aware of the problem. Additionally, watchOS 5.3 also expands the ECG app to Canada and Singapore. This means that Apple Watch Series 4 owners in those countries can now update to watchOS 5.3 and take advantage of the ECG app. iOS 12.4, on the other hand, makes several enhancements to Apple News Plus. With today's update, downloaded magazine issues are now accessible in the My Magazine section, both offline and online. The Apple News Plus catalog interface has also been updated to include all publications, while there's also a new setting that allows you to easily clear all downloaded magazines. Last but not least, iOS 12.4 includes a new iPhone migration feature. Apple says that this allows users to wirelessly transfer data and migrate directly from an old iPhone to a new iPhone during setup. We'll have more on this in the coming days as we try it out. Apple Card was expected to launch in conjunction with iOS 12.4, but that hasn't turned out to be the case. It's possible that the update lays all of the needed software groundwork for Apple Card and that Apple could release it at any moment, but Apple has only said that Apple Card will launch sometime this summer, so for now, the wait continues. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Hyper. HyperCube is a brand new product that automatically backs up your iOS device while simultaneously allowing you to charge. It's a tiny device that connects between your USB charger and your iPhone or iPad. Simply plug in your standard charger into one side and your iPhone or iPad or other device into the other side. Then insert either a USB drive or a micro SD card. It then automatically backs up all of your photos, videos, and contacts onto the storage with an app to let you access everything. For a limited time, you can pre-order the HyperCube for only $29. That's around 40% off the retail price. Go to hypershop.com/9to5mac to learn more and take advantage of that special offer. In other news, a new report today suggests that Apple is in advanced talks with supply chain partners to introduce micro LED displays into its products as soon as next year. Apple is reportedly developing an Apple Watch featuring a micro LED screen, replacing the current OLED panel manufactured by LG Display. There is set to be a 9-month lead time on mass production of these parts, which means that any Apple Watch hardware released in 2019 would continue to use the OLED panels, while the late 2020 Apple Watch would likely be the first micro LED Apple product, according to this report. The report also adds that Apple wants to switch to using micro LED in iPhones somewhere down the line, but it's unclear when that might happen. So what improvements could you expect with this switch? Moving from OLED to micro LED is expected to bring miniaturization and battery life longevity improvements, as micro LED pixels are more power efficient. Micro LED panels are also less susceptible to burn-in artifacts compared to OLED, and this means Apple could leave the Apple Watch display on for longer periods of time without having to worry about burn-in. Elsewhere today, Bloomberg has published a detailed profile of Apple Senior Vice President and Chief Operating Officer Jeff Williams. As you'll remember, it was announced several weeks ago that Williams will take on more design responsibilities at Apple in conjunction with the forthcoming departure of Johnny Ive. The report explains that Jeff Williams is the closest person at Apple to Tim Cook and is focused heavily on operations. One source described Williams' focus as 95% operations and 5% product. Currently, Williams has a wide array of responsibilities at Apple and manages things like Apple Watch, the supply chain, fitness and health initiatives, supply chain sourcing, Apple Care, and more. As has been detailed before, however, Williams has been increasing his role in product design and development. The Bloomberg report highlights one especially important moment of Williams' influence on the Apple Watch. In the months leading up to the watch's release, employees with test units reportedly started getting allergic reactions to the nickel used in the watch design. Williams quickly chose to scrap the stock of watches Apple had already made and sourced an alternative material instead. The report says that there was also an issue with Taptic engine longevity in the Apple Watch, and that some number of produced models were dumped for this reason and given to employees instead, as opposed to being sold. At Apple, Williams oversees all hardware development and design, and the report says that a weekly review meeting is formally called New Product Review, but some employees refer to it as the Jeff Review, as he is the one who they now need to impress. Williams is expected to be next in line for the CEO job at Apple whenever Tim Cook decides to retire, but there is of course no timetable for that at the moment. There's plenty of other new stuff on 9to5 Mac today. I dove deep into iOS 13's new audio sharing feature, while Zach Hall took a look at how Peloton bikes and treadmills integrate with Apple Watch, Apple Music, and Apple Health. Jeff Benjamin also published his full video walkthrough of all of the changes in iOS 13 Developer Beta 4, and you can check all of these stories out at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, be sure to subscribe in Apple Podcasts, and my thanks to Hyper for sponsoring today's episode. Read these stories and more on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.